Yesterday, state and county officials met with local ethnic media. They want the media to help them get the word out to non-English speakers about health care changes coming in October. As KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports, the challenge will be more than just language barriers.
Coverage is here. That's what officials want the public to know when the online market opens this fall. But how do you translate that into 34 languages? That's the number of languages spoken in King County. Here's how it might sound.
The health insurance will start soon.
¿Quiere proteger a su familia con cuidado médico? Ahora hay oportunidades. So basically, would you like to take care of your family's health care? There's opportunity.
现在就选择 That means choose the right insurance for you and protect yourself.
Officials will be relying on media representatives like Teresa Jones of Seattle Univision to get the message out and to encourage people to enroll.
I think it's great that they're putting forth so many ways of reaching the diverse communities, because if it's even confusing for a North American who grew up in this country, imagine somebody who's never had access to this type of health care or maybe just got their papers for living in this country. It's a huge task.
It's estimated that 1 in 6 residents in King County is uninsured. More than half are people of color. Many of them live in South King County. For organizers reaching out to these communities, language might be the easy part. A bigger challenge will be explaining concepts like insurance. Muhammad Youssef is editor-in-chief of Runta, an African Somali newspaper. He says in his homeland of Somalia, citizens don't need insurance for health care.
Just you walk into the hospital and you are cared, you know, very easily because you are a citizen, and it's something like you have a right to have a service whenever you need it.
Youssef says most people in his community are low income. One of the first things they'll want to know is what these health plans will cost them. Organizers are translating materials into different languages. Then they'll take a personal approach delivering the information. In the coming months, they'll be going out to churches, libraries, and places where people gather or socialize to meet with people face to face. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.